Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, wherever you are, to let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing some great things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. Now, I want to take this time to welcome all of you that are listening to the broadcast, all of you from Blog Talk. We want to welcome our Blog Talk listeners. And remember, if you at your job are riding and you can't look and view us by way of Periscope, then the reason why we have Blog Talk is so that you can listen in. So remember, encourage someone to call Blog Talk at 347. That's area code 347. Let me see, can I get this number right? 989-0113. Okay, that's 347, area code 989-0113. So we're looking for some Blog Talk. Thank you all so much. It's on the screen, the Periscope, 347-989-0113. We want you to call that number and so you can connect with us on Blog Talk. Then all of you that are in the Fort Lauderdale area, we want to welcome you to the station of WEXY 1520. Remember, we're here every day at 1:30 broadcasting some exciting news about what God is doing in the lives of His people. So I'm grateful and honored to be able to speak to you by means of this radio broadcast. And again, we want to welcome all of our listeners from WEXY, Blog Talk, and also Periscope. So those of you that are viewing by Periscope, we want to welcome you to the broadcast. And if you're a first-time viewer, please let me know by typing it on the screen that you are a first-time viewer of this ministry. My name is Bishop Eric King Johnson, and I'm so grateful and honored to be able to talk to you, and I'm excited about what God is doing. Let me give you this very important announcement, before we go any further. On tomorrow night, Thursday night, I will be at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. Now listen to me very carefully. I believe this without a shadow of a doubt, that the Lord has anointed me. The Lord has anointed me for something special. The Lord has anointed me for something special to take place on tomorrow night. Now, I need every visitor that have ever visited this ministry, every member that are listening to the sound of my voice, every person that are in the Fort Lauderdale area, I want you to meet me on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Now, there is a powerful word that I want you to be a part of. I want you to partake in it. Now, the address is 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. The service starts promptly at 8 p.m. We start on time. So you don't have to get there and be waiting and et cetera. We start on time. And so we want you to prepare for a miracle. I want to speak to you by means of this radio broadcast and by way of other social medias to let you know about the service on tomorrow night. So during the course, I am going to be giving you a special invitation to join me on tomorrow night. I know and believe that God has something special in store for you. And thank again all of you that are calling and all of you that are viewing by way of Periscope, and those of you that are calling in the Blog Talk. Amen. We can be heard all over the world. So encourage someone that's out of town, a family member, to call this number that's out of town before I get started. Encourage them to call 347-989-0113. Just tell them to call that number, and they're here live on the radio. So if you're in South Florida, but you got someone in Georgia that you need to hear me, because I want to say something to you that's going to be a blessing to you, tell them to call this number, 347-989-0113. and they will be put right in and to the station. Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. All of you out there in the radio land, I believe that God has something in store for you. God has something in store for you. And during today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about the dynamics of praise. The dynamics of what? Praise. Everybody say praise. All right, so I've been dealing with that, amen, for quite a while. I've been dealing with that for quite a while now. And the Spirit of the Lord has been leading me to deal, amen, with this particular subject because I know that God has a miracle in store for people that would understand the identity of true worship. There is a true worship. There's an area of worship where mankind goes off that really doesn't attribute to God. There's a form of worship that really has nothing to do with God. I mean, we worship sometime from our flesh. Man developed a sense of worship. Glory to God. Amen. From our flesh. You know, we develop a sense of worship. Amen. From our flesh. Y'all let me know if you're hearing me very good. Amen. We develop this sense of worship. So sometimes we worship from our emotions. You know, you see someone crying and everybody say praise him. That does not necessarily mean that they're praising God or worshiping God. They just may be overwhelmed in their flesh. You know, and so their flesh get the best of them, and so they cry, and, you know, they moan, and et cetera. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you must know how to get from one point to another. You must know how to do that. You must know how to get from meditating and you know, just sitting down and thinking about things, amen, and then you must know how to praise. There is a dynamic. There's a dynamic from one place to another. There's a movement. There's a progression from one place to another, you know. So, therefore, if you start crying and you know that that's your spirit and your spirit is overwhelmed, you know, the songwriter said in the song, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock. In other words, teach me the dynamics, amen, to get from an overwhelmed heart to a place of praise. Teach me how to get from one spot to another. Because if I'm going to commit to worship to God, if I'm going to really praise God in the truest form, amen, of the identity, amen, then let me share this with you. I know without a shadow of a doubt that God wants you to worship. He wants you to worship. He wants you to worship. And those of you that are here, he wants you not only to worship, but he wants you to praise. He wants you to praise. Glory to God. God wants you to praise. He wants you to praise. And so, therefore, all of you that are listening to my voice, listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. During today's segment, I want to talk to you about worship and praise. But there is a dynamic. There's a dynamic that you must perform. There's a dynamic that you must perform. So, therefore, give me your undivided attention. One of the things that the devil wants to do is stop you from progressing in praise. He don't want you to praise God. He don't want you to give God the glory. He don't want you to commit true praise to God. Are you listening to me? He don't want you to give, amen, truest form of glory to God. He wants you to stay right where you are. He wants you to stay right where you are in a place where you're not giving God the praise like you're supposed to. He wants you to stay right there where you are. And so, therefore, the Lord led me to speak to you by means of these radio broadcasts to share with you, amen, in its truest form, amen, the truest form of dynamics when it comes down to praising God. All right, so thank you. Thank you, Periscope, for joining with us. We done got knocked off about three times, but thank you. Invite others to come back on as we continue to broadcast. Okay, I told you that praise is to applaud God. Praise is to recommend God. Praise is to commend God. Praise is to adore God. Praise is to, when I said commend God, it's to commend him on the way that he uses, amen, to show us his truest form of identity. And so for you to commit that, there must be a progression from your flesh to your spirit. You know, you must learn the difference from praising God from your flesh and then praising God from your spirit, because those are two different dynamics. You know, you can praise God from your flesh. Sometimes we praise him from our feeling. You know, We praise him from our feeling. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm on radio. Amen. We praise him from our feeling. And, you know, we try to get, amen, this feeling. Well, we give God the glory from our feeling, and we're trying to just give God praise, you know, from our emotions. And we're thinking about things, and then, you know, we go from that point. But there is a deeper form of praise. There's a deeper form of praise that God wants you to commit to. Amen. And it goes past your intellect. The deeper form of praise that God wants you to commit to, it goes past your intellect. It goes past, amen, your understanding. It goes past the feeling of your emotion. This got to be part of your spirit when you really want to praise God. See, it's got to be an acceptance, whether you want to accept it or not. It's got to be an acceptance in your praise. You got to go through the dynamics to say, you know what, Lord, I don't understand some of the stuff that you are allowing to happen in my life, but I am going to accept it. These are the different forms of dynamics that I need you to get to. You know, I don't understand why you even allowed me to go down this road or this route in my life. In my very life, I'm not talking about nobody else. I don't even understand why you allowed me to lose some of the stuff that I lost. So I'm trying, amen, to share with you that there is a praise from your flesh, then there's a praise from your spirit. And you must go through the dynamics of either. You must get from one to the other. And you know, and I told my church, amen, about 2 months ago. I say, sometimes, you know, we go to church for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, and never really worship or never really praise because we never get out of our fleshly state. And I say your flesh is only supposed to be the booster that gets you to the place where you're supposed to go. See, your flesh, amen, is only supposed to be the booster because you, as a creation of God, your flesh is commanded to praise God. Your flesh, you're supposed to praise God by just living. You're supposed to praise God, amen, and you're taking care of your body. You know ye that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you're supposed to praise God, amen, through commandment. You're supposed to take care of your body. You're supposed to exercise. You're supposed to get the right sleep. So it's just not about you clapping your hand. You praise God, amen, by the fact of being a creation. That's how I told you that fishes praise God by swimming. A bird praise God by flying. So as a creation, you're supposed to praise God in those forms of dynamics. But then as a booster, when your body don't feel like going to church, when your body don't feel like waving its hand, when your body don't feel like praying, your spirit automatically ought to say, you know what, this praise, amen, that I have has nothing to do now with my body. I must make my boast in the Lord. I must now go through the dynamics of progression. I must progress to this praising God from my spirit. You know what? When your spirit starts leading your body, baby, then all of a sudden your body gets healed. I'm telling you, praise God, singing to the Lord. Amen. Clap your hand, all ye people. When you start doing this from your spirit and your soul, your body then becomes healing. Do you know that praise, amen, brings healing to your body? Praise bring healing to your body. That part that's only supposed to be the booster, that part that's only supposed to be the carnal part of you, amen, your spirit is supposed to lead that part into the area of true praise. And God is saying, I'm looking for people that will perform dynamics. I'm looking for people that will perform, amen, a progressive praise. I'm looking for people that will perform a progressive praise. Now, what came to mind when I was thinking about all of this is how Moses followed God. He followed God, you know, in his commandments. Now, from the beginning, the relationship, you know, was very turbulent. From the beginning, the relationship was very turbulent. From the time that Moses met God face to face, I mean, you remember, he said, I would turn aside to see this great sight. What great sight? Well, he had saw this bush, amen, that was burning, but it had never burned up. You know, it wasn't like he was in a field keeping a sheep, you know, and then he saw this bush on fire. Then he said, let me turn aside to see this great sight. No, because that happened frequently in the wilderness. But when you go day after day after day and see the same bush burning, you need to find out, okay, well, what's causing this same fire in this same place? I mean, normally a bush will burn up in a day or so. I mean, but this bush here has been burning for quite a while. That's why he called it a great sight, because he had never seen a bush burn so long. I mean, he had never seen that before. Well, Bush, no, you know, so I don't want y'all to get the movie, The Ten Commandments, and think that the bush just burnt, and all of a sudden he said, I would turn aside to see this great sight, and it's just an hour, 30 minutes. No, no, no. This had been going on for days now. This has been going on for days. And he noticed that it continued to burn. So that's why he turned aside. And when he got there, the Spirit of God told him, say, take your shoes off from off your feet. For the grounds that you're standing on are holy grounds. What you mean? Well, it's the same dirt. You know, your shoes are the same dusted, you know, dusty sandals. But now you've come into the presence of God. Now, I'm going to talk to your flesh and your spirit. Not just you. Not just Moses the man. Not just the fleeing murderer. I'm going to talk to your spirit too. I need both of you on one accord. The story goes on that Moses took his shoes off and you know, God began to say, listen, I've heard, amen, the affliction of my people by reason of their taskmasters, and I'm going to send thee, Moses, and you should tell Pharaoh, thus said the Lord, to let my people go. You know the conversation. And Moses started talking then. That's the first time we hear that he got a stuttering problem. You don't hear nothing else about no stuttering problem until God tell him to go, amen, tell Pharaoh to let his people go. Then all of a sudden, Lord, I'm not eloquent in speech. Now, Egyptians were very smart people, so I don't know where they come from, but they say they had a very stuttering way of talking. So let's say that's the case. You know, whatever. You know, God say, listen, Aaron, I could heal you, amen, but Aaron going to be your mouthpiece. Why he do it that way, I don't know. But he did it that way. He could have healed his tongue right then. But he says, Aaron is going to be your mouthpiece. Now, again, do what I tell you to do. Well, Lord, can you find somebody else? Put your hand in your bosom. Take it out. It's white. Now, put it back in and take it out. Natural color. Okay, now lay your rod down. The rod become a serpent. Now, pick it up by the tail. It become a rod again. So now, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And when Moses got ready to go, y'all ain't saying it to me, he said, listen, I am going to harden his heart that he will not let them go. That's where the relationship became turbulent, because now you're sending me to do something, but now you're telling me to my face that you're going to harden his heart. You know, that takes a level of praise to say, you know what, I am still going to approve of what you're doing. That's where praise come in, when God does some turbulent stuff and do some stuff that's contrary to what we believe is supposed to be the logical way of doing things. He said, listen, I am going to harden his heart that he will not let them go. What I want you to do is go tell him to let them go. And he said, well, Lord, well, one more question, Dad. I don't know how he was able to accept this, but he said, if they ask me, you know, you say the God of our fathers and all that, what is his name? Because we've been calling him El Shaddai. We've been calling him Jireh. We've been calling him different names from our forefather. We've been calling him Nisi. What is his name since he's talking to you? And he said, tell them that I am that I am. Say, I am have sent me. And so Moses goes. And you know what? Moses, you know, flesh is in the agreement with God, and his spirit is in agreement. That's the area of praise, amen, where you approve of what God is doing. Then you recommend what he can do, amen. You commend him in what he's doing. And Moses go, and he bring plagues upon the Egyptians. And finally, the Bible said that Pharaoh told Moses, say, listen, you get these people from among us. My firstborn is dead. You done turned our water into blood. I thought to say, why? But no, blood. Y'all ain't said that. You done had all kind of strange elements to become, amen, insects, and they done destroyed beasts and man. I mean, y'all get up out of here. And then the Bible said that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh again. And then Moses continued to follow God in the spirit of praise. One day, Moses goes to God. He said, I've been following you so much till I have learned how to really praise you with my flesh and my spirit. I want to ask you one request. I want to see you face to face. I want to see you. I want to see who I have developed this relationship with. It took me quite a while to develop this kind of relationship. You know, you don't learn how to praise God the way he want to be praised overnight, because your flesh and your spirit must be in agreement. And, you know, I didn't even tell y'all about the times when Moses got mad and hit the rock. I didn't tell you about the time where Moses had to stand up with his flesh, amen, with God and say, Lord, don't destroy the people, because they would say you're God enough to get them out of Egypt, but they would say you wasn't God enough to keep them in Egypt. And the same Moses had to destroy the people when he was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, and the people, amen, made an idol. So, you know, it took time for him to learn, amen, the presence of God and the strategies of God. But then it came to that point where his flesh and spirit, amen, had went through those dynamics, and he said, you know what? I want to get closer to God. Nothing is going to stop me from this request. What? I want to see you face to face. I want to see who I've developed, amen, this relationship with over these years. I want to see you face to face. And that's when God told him, no man can see my face and live. But I tell you what. If you stand right here on that cliff right there, I'm going to pass by you, but I'm going to put my hand over your eyes. And then when I pass by, I'm going to let my hand down, and you'll see my hind parts. You'll see me walk by. My God, my God. See, this is what I learned about praise. When you praise God and get in the spirit of praising God the way we're supposed to, we're going to want more of God. You're going to want more of him. Nobody going to have to push you to pray. Nobody going to have to push you to go to church. They're not going to have to push you to do the right thing. You're going to want more of God. You're going to want more of him, because that all of that stuff, I haven't even touched, amen, amen, the surface of the stuff that Moses and God, amen, had gone through. I haven't even touched the surface. You know, when God was mad at Israel, Moses had to plead for Israel. But then one day God told Moses, you know, you go around and listen to what the people are saying. And when Moses heard the people talking about himself, he said, God, you know what? You were right. We should kill all of them. He said, hold up, little man. Those are my people. We're not killing nobody. Moses had to learn God. He had to learn him. But then he got to the point where he said, you know what, I want to see you face to face. And God said, now you understand what praise is, because praise will bring you to the place where your flesh and your spirit want to get close to God, your flesh and your spirit. Then that shows the sign of being approved. That shows the sign of accepting God for what he does. Amen, and how he does it, and recommending God and commending God and praising God from the place where you are, and then using dynamics of your flesh and your spirit, amen, to praise God no matter what. Whether I'm feeling bad or not, I'm still going to give God the glory. I got a mother in my church. I don't care what situation that she found herself in. I don't care what situation that she's found herself in. I got a mother in my church right now. She'll praise God under any circumstances, whether she's in the hospital or whether she's going to see the doctor, or no matter what happens, she will praise God no matter what. And that's the kind of spirit that God is saying, I'm looking for people that have. I'm looking for somebody that would have a praise spirit, somebody that would have a praise spirit, the kind of spirit that would give me glory no matter what. These are the dynamics that we need to get to. When your flesh and your spirit is in total agreement, they say, I'm going to give God the glory for what he's doing. I'm going to give God the glory for what he's doing. Listen to me very carefully. I believe that there's some people out there that are listening to my voice. There's some people out there that are listening to my voice that absolutely need to give God some praise right now, right now. You need to give him some praise right now. You need to tell your flesh right now, you know what? We need to give God some praise. We've been holding back on God. We need to give him some praise. And I ain't just talking about jumping up in your office building and shouting hallelujah and crying. That's not just what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm not just talking about clapping your hand real loud. I'm talking about right now giving God some praise by saying within yourself, number one, Lord, it's not my will, but thy will be done. It's not my will. At this point, it's not my will. I can't figure it out. I can't fix my situation. It is not my will, but thy will be done. Do you know the minute you say that, that's an act of praise? That's a dynamic of praise? The minute you do that, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus was praising God in the Garden of Gethsemane. And there's some of you need to right now praise God. You drive it. I don't want you to throw your hands up and shout hallelujah loud as you can, turn around three times. No, I don't want you to do that. I want you to say right now with me, because that's an act of praise and worship. Not my will, but thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. And when you commit that type of praise to God, then you're saying what Moses said. I want to see you face to face. I want to get closer to you. I don't want this situation to separate me from you. I don't want this situation, amen, to separate me from you. I cannot afford, amen, for any circumstances or mishap to separate me from you. I can't afford for that to happen. Glory to God. I can't afford for my thoughts to separate me from you. I can't afford for my feelings to separate me from you. Listen, I want you right now to give God a praise right where you are. Just right where you are. Give God a praise, amen, in your heart, from your spirit, from your flesh. Give God a praise. And in my final 2 minutes, I want to invite you, amen, I want to invite you to meet me on tomorrow night, because I have a word that I want to share with you that's going to awaken this giant, this sleeping giant that's in you. Some of you fell asleep, amen, on December 31st, amen, but there's a sleeping giant that's in you that must be awakened. And it's going to be awakened like John the Baptist was awakened and in Elizabeth's womb when Mary said, "How you doing, Elizabeth?" And she knew, amen, that was, amen, her cousin, but she knew that she was pregnant because the angel had told her and told Mary, and the angel had conversed with them, and somehow the voice of Mary got into Elizabeth's ears and went down, and John heard it, and it awakened. The word awakened. And that's what I want to do with you tomorrow night. I want that sleeping giant to be awakened, not just using words to play with your emotions. I'm telling you right now that God has given me a word just for you. Where do you need to meet me? Meet me at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I am so excited about this assignment for 2016. Somebody asked me the other day, "What do you have planned for this year?" I said, "Greatness, greatness." Amen. We start a solemn assembly on Monday next week. Amen. We go and fast and praying, and we normally have the community join us with this. I am so excited about what God is getting ready to do this year. Getting ready to open up a second location, amen, on February, I think it's the 28th. Amen. I'm excited about what God is going to do this year. Getting ready, amen, to produce millionaires. Amen. In this ministry, I'm excited about what God is going to do. Getting ready to hit global stages in this ministry, I'm excited. I'm getting ready to see thousands upon thousands of souls saved. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is going to do this year. Whatever you do, don't let nothing stop you. You must hear what Bishop Harry King Johnson has to say on tomorrow night at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. I don't care what the devil says. I'm not even at this point, because you know what? The anointing that's on my life, God has anointed me for these days. These days are the days that I was anointed for. And I'm telling you right now, when you hear, amen, what I have to say to you tomorrow night, you're going to know. You're going to say that man is anointed. Amen. If you was in service on Monday night, were we blessed on Monday night? Did God give us the word? Well, if you was in service on Monday night, anybody that was in service on Monday night, know that God gave me a word. He gave me a word. I'm going to be a heightened word, a higher word, this Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. I don't want you to miss that powerful service. Okay? Listen, my time is about gone. I enjoy talking with you all. I'm sorry I lost my other audience, but thank God for all of you that are on Blog Talk and WXY. Amen. God bless you. Look forward to you being with us tomorrow at 1:30 to 2 o'clock, and then tomorrow night in that special service. All right? It's called the Christ Walk Bible Study, but it's going to be a miracle service. All right, I'm out of here, y'all. My name is Hurricane Johnson. I leave you with these words. Hope need not die, because help is on the way.